Thank you. Whatever you are in the world, I'd like to say good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome to Oscar Villegas Psyche Spirit Combination. Sorry about that. I'm trying to be honest, I got a terrible echo coming back to me. Now it's gone fantastic. Thank you very much. And now let me go back to you again. Wherever you are in the world, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Thank you to Oscar Villegas Psyche Spirit Connection Show. I'd like to take this opportunity, wherever you are in the world, to send you my love, a lot of respect to you, the listeners. And I also like to send my hope, send to you my thoughts with the healing. The healings that I like to send to everywhere where it's needed, to every corner in the world. To those people that perhaps they need healing, whatever in the mind, the body, or the spirit, I'd like to send you healing with lots and lots of love. I know that we all need healing sometime in our lives. We all need the healing in different ways. I know there's a lot of people in the beds, in the hospital beds, people in their own homes. To those that cannot mobilize, those that need the healing, either physical, mentally, I'd like to send healing to those. Thank you once again, as I said, to Oscar Villegas Psychic Spirit Show. Before we start, I also like to, because I get a lot of people sending me messages asking all about it, the website, how they can contact me. My website is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there, in my website, you get all the information that you need to know what I'm doing, where I'm going, what I'm planning. Basically, everything is up to about 12, 13. So you can get a lot of information in there. And for the people in Wales, listen up, people in Wales, because I know there's a lot of people in Wales listening to this program. I'd like to also say hello to you, all of you. One day I might learn how to say hello in Welsh, but I don't think I will try, not tonight anyway. But nevertheless, I'd like to just to give you a day for you guys in there. Saturday, 2nd of June. Saturday, the 2nd of June. We have a special evening of clairvoyance at the Neighborhood Learning Center, Folly Pontypool, Wales. This night is going to be a fantastic night. This is the first time three hosts of this radio station will get together. That's myself, Oscar Villegas, and my very good friend Mike Davis, and also my good friend Nick Humphreys. We all three are hosts for this show, for this blog talk, but also we're getting together for the first time to have a psyche night. So I know there's a lot of followers from that area, so please, if you'd like to come and join us, once again, I'll give you the day for that. The date, once again, is Saturday, June the 2nd. You can contact me for the tickets. You can go to my website and you can buy the tickets from the PayPal. And my event page is a link there with PayPal. and there you can buy the tickets. Or you can also buy them from Mike Davis or Nick Humphries. These two other mediums, they have the tickets in there. So I'm looking forward to that because I know it's going to be a fantastic night. We also, for the day after, I'm available there also for readings, private readings. On the night, we will be taking, the three of us, we will be taking bookings for a private reading. So if you would like to have a one-to-one, either with myself or Mike Davis or Nick Humphries, at the end of the night, we will be taking bookings, okay? That's one day, one night only, okay? So that is okay. That is for that time. Also, the tickets are £10, and they are available, as I said to you, from my website, in www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. Or you can contact Nick or Mike, as I said. They all have all these tickets available there. Now, this is for the people in Dorset. On June the 10th, I have a charity. I'm doing a low charity psyche night on 8 of Julia's House. Julia's House, most of the people there in Dorset, they might know. Not just Dorset, but all over the country, I believe so. Julia's House in Dorset is the only hospice dedicated to children with a limited time, limit conditions. The majority of these children, I believe, or what I've been told, they are very unlikely to live beyond the age of 18. For this psyche night, I will be joined by two good friends of mine, Greg Smith and Sandy Cox. The event will be held at the Hamworth Club in Magnet Rock, Wimbledon, Dorset. The tickets for this event are £7.50. There will be a raffle during the evening with prizes donated by the local community and business. All the proceeds from this night will go directly to the Julia's House. So please come and join us. Come and give the support to this fantastic organization, this fantastic charity, because as I said, no one of us three, no one of the mediums, that we're going to take a party on the night, it will take a penny for us. It's all the money will be donated to the Julia's House. So please come and join us. Another good information for the people in Belfast, Ireland. Good evening. I know there's a lot of people in Ireland also, they are listening to this program. But this is a one really they have been looking forward to also give away tonight, is because on June the 30th, I will be returning to Belfast to work alongside with the lovely Claire Sirit. Claire is a very gifted medium who works all over the world. She's an international medium. She at the moment, she just got back from Canada as well. She's been doing work in Canada. And she is a lovely, beautiful lady. So you can also follow this lady also on her website or Facebook as well. Claire said, oh, that's the Natty Spirit. And there you can have all the information about this lovely lady. So you can see how she works. She's a lovely, lovely lady. So I'm looking forward to go back on June the 30th. On June the 30th, that's a Saturday. So in the daytime, I will be having a workshop on the date. Followed by the night in the night time, 7:30, where we're holding the psyche night. I seem to lost the paper where I said the place where it's going to be held, but it's on my website. All the information about this event will be holding. Also, I will be available for private readings on Sunday the 1st and Monday the 2nd. Okay? So if you, please guys, if you are interested in this one, get in touch. Also, the biggest announcement is Claire will be joining me on my radio show on Wednesday or 13th of June. So join us. If you like to get your message, if you like to have a chance to have a lovely reading message from this lovely lady, please join us. She will be with me on Wednesday the 13th. That's Claire Sirip, okay? So, guys, I look forward to hear from you. And perhaps I'll be able to take you, you know, to take you more. As we go along in the weeks to come, I go a lot to give away, you know, in the days for where I'm going to be working. But this is, in the meantime, this is the near events that I have. So that's what I'm giving you. You know, then sometimes in our lives, we go to a psychic night. We go to a psychic night sometimes for curiosity, sometimes because we like to think or we hope there is something, there is somebody out there just beyond us, beyond, that we cannot see, but that we know there is a connection, or we hope. A lot of people, they go to psychic nights hoping to get a connection, or perhaps, as I said, for curiosity. I know there's a lot of people, they sometimes also trying to phone if they don't get through with the phone calls. Just before we start, I just like to say one thing, guys. Even if you don't get a reading tonight, I know there is a lot of people listening tonight to this show. There is a lot of people here in Dorset. There's a lot of people in Belfast. There's a lot of people in Wales. And there's a big, big number of listeners in America. Most of my, a lot of family of mine, they all live in America. And I've been told this program is very well known. Saturday 16th of June, I have a big, big night at the Assembly Rooms in Glastonbury in Somerset. This is Saturday, 16th of June, a psychic night at the Assembly Rooms in Glastonbury, Somerset. The tickets are £10 for this event, and they can be purchased from my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, or directly from the Assembly Rooms. They hold the tickets there, so you may be able to find it there, or ask again from my website. I've been getting a lot of messages from all over the places, really, asking about, are you available for a Skype readings? Yes, yes, and yes. I am available for Skype readings. All you have to do, just go to my website and my page, and there is a Skype button. You just call me there, make the connection, and I will call you to give you the date and the time. Okay? To have the chance, to have the opportunity to get into this call, to have a message tonight, if you like to call it to the show, the number from the UK, from the USA, the number is 760-283-4611, or from the UK or anywhere other part of the world, is 01760-283-4611. I repeat the number, is 001-760-283-4611. Okay, that's I'm not going to bore you for more in the what's going on, what happened, but before we go anywhere else, I like to tell you how I work, because that's important, because I don't want to repeat this through the connection tonight. Now, mediums work different ways. Every medium has their own ways, their own gifts, and they work. Some of them they work with colors. Some of them they work with signals. Some of them they work directly with the spirits. My connection is directly with them. So, one other thing is very important for the listeners. Remember, I use numbers very strongly. I know that perhaps people they have they have come into my show before. Perhaps they come back again. So I don't want to repeat this again. So just remember, numbers are very important, and numbers are given for reasons. So for instance, if I was to give you the number 8 to anybody, number 8 could be represented by a minute, a month, a year, or also the month or the year, which is August. A children, sometimes quite difficult, but not impossible. So this is very important for you guys to remember, okay? Also, please, I'd like you to remember one thing as well. The reason why I'm giving you all this, because sometimes people get back to me and say, I couldn't make a phone call, but that message was all for me. I could take everything that's been said, everything you tell to the person there, it was all for me there. So I just like to say to you guys, even if the message has no link with you, it will make sense. Perhaps not today, perhaps not tomorrow, but in the near future, messages are given with reason, for a reason, not just to receive the message and put it in a bin. It doesn't work that way. If your loved ones made the effort to come and to connect with you, even if it's through this way, please make sure you listen. You listen to what's been said. You listen to what's given to you. Because it is important. It is important because they live with the facts. Time is no limit to them. We live our lives with the time. Everything is in time with us. So when we go to the spirit world, more likely they will take all these memories, all what we do here within time. So remember, guys, numbers, times are very important, okay? Questions are very important. Are important to make a question. If you need to make a question, then please remember, the answer is not necessarily the one it's going to give you, but it's not necessarily the one you're hoping for, but the one that's being given to you. With this, I would like to say thank you, and I will open the lines now, and I will go to Anne. Anne, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Good Anne, can you hear me? Anne, are you still there? I think I lost Anne.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, are you there? Yes.
Hi,
Anne. How are you? Good. I thought for a moment I thought I lost you, and I didn't want to lose you because perhaps you'd be waiting there for a little while. Whereabouts are you, Anne?
I'm in New York, out on Long Island.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I hope you're having a better weather than we're having here today, okay?
Well, we're having rain, but that's okay. We needed it.
Okay, good. Lovely. Thank you, Anne. Right. You just let me do it because, you know, what I usually do is just going to give you whatever's given to me. And at the end of the day, if there's anything that you like to ask, please, you may ask, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right.
That's okay.
Now, to start with, as I said to you before we start, I was giving the numbers, but I felt that somehow I needed to set the number 8. Now, the number 8 is a connection. I want to start with you because I feel the number 8 is a connection with you. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
My birthday is the 8th month, so.
Sorry?
My birthday is the 8th month.
The 8 month is your birthday. And before that, because I know perhaps I will speak to you in the month of August, but maybe not. But if I don't, I'd like to wish you a very happy birthday. Not just coming from me, but the happy birthday way in advance. I'd like to say to you today, because I feel very much there is a lady coming here very close to you at the moment. Now the lady is coming close to you, coming from the Mother Link here. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
And she sent to me, what she sent to me is, now I don't know if your mother, this lady would have crossed. I don't know if she would have crossed just before your birthday. You understand this?
Yes, actually a month before, a little more than a month before, just a few days before.
Yes, Yeah, absolutely, because she made me feel like she passed just before your birthday. And sometimes, as you know, people think, why do they do this? Why they choose to go just before my birthday? You know what? A loved one, sometimes they mark that day. Not because they want to mark us in a nasty way, no. It's just to prove to us they love us. So they leave that little link with us. So because they know, what you tell me here is, she's giving you that today because that's important. Because she knew that when she crossed, that it was a very, very close to your birthday. Now, she's giving me here the number 16. What is the 16 for, please?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
My oldest brother's birthday was the 16th of November. I don't know if that's the connection or if the 16 is something coming up that I should look for. I don't know.
Right. That is your brother's birthday, right?
Was my oldest brother. He's also crossed over, so.
Okay. On the 16th. That's his birthday, right?
November 16th, yes.
Right. I'd like to bring you this connection because that is important, the knowledge and the connection here with your mother. And you know what? At the moment, I'm surrounded here by quite a few of your loved ones, not just one or two, but yes. I do have a fantastic turnout for you tonight. I said that there's a fantastic turnout because I feel very much there is a need. They want to bring healing to you. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah.
They bring healing to you, not just physical, but also mentally. Because I feel very much that you're going through a lot at this moment. You're going through a lot. You understand, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And also, I've been asked to mention the initial R. Who has the initial R, please?
That would be my brother, his wife, and all three of his children.
Your brother, the one in the spirit, yes?
No, he's here.
He's here, right. Yeah. Now, your brother, the one in the spirit, he's giving me the letter, the initial R. And also, okay. I got a W here, W. What is the W for, please?
I don't know.
Who is William?
I don't know.
Right. I want to say, because your brother said to me he wants to say hello to Will. I feel like I want to say William rather than Willman. Okay.
I don't know.
That's okay, because if the name has been given, I trust that this name will make sense to you, okay?
Okay.
But I do feel very much your mother. Allow me to say to you, happy birthday way, way in advance. Now, I also want to give you the number 3 here. So I don't know if you got 3 children yourself or you're one of the 3 children.
I'm actually one of 5 children, but I'm one of 3 left living.
Right. That makes sense to me, okay? That makes sense, because if there's 3 of you here, then that's okay. That's okay, okay?
Right.
That's okay, because I feel very much there is a lot of connection. Now, there is quite a few things that I like to bring to you, but I don't think I want to bring this into an open like tonight, because I know that you are a very well known person. You are a very well known person where you are. Do you understand this?
Okay, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I'll tell you what I like to do is, perhaps, since if you go to my website and www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, it's a button there for Facebook, and I'll be able to you run Facebook, yes? You connect with Facebook, yeah? And
actually,
perhaps
I'm actually on your Facebook.
Are you? Well, I'm glad you just told me this now, because I don't go through people's pages because I'm not really interested. Not because I'm not interested, it's only because I don't really like tonight. If I knew that you were coming, and you know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
But That is really good, and because I know there's quite a few things coming on your way. It's a lot coming on your way, in the way, but as I said, coming in your way also, I feel them who drowned. Can you tell me who the person, before I leave you, who's the person who drowned, please?
Drowned?
Drowned. Who has initial D?
These may be people that passed before. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a couple of relatives with G, but I'm not sure.
No, G. D. D for Delta.
I'm not sure.
Right. I'd like you to hold on to this because perhaps another time I'll be able to go a little bit more into this, okay? But it's a guy that I don't feel there's a connection, like a blood connection, but it's more like a friend or the family rather than the family, okay?
Okay. Yeah,
right,
it might have been.
Sorry?
Because my parents were older, so there's a lot of people I never even met in my so I don't
absolutely
know.
Absolutely. There's so much people that you still need to meet, you know. There's a lot of people that come into your life, and your life has opened a big time, a spiritual way. It's opened a big time for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Right. I'm sorry, but I feel that we've been pushed by so many people waiting the line. So I got to say thank you for calling today, and please don't forget that you can retrieve this call if you go to www.MikeSpiritFM. Okay?
Okay,
if you go there, you'll be able to retrieve the call, the message, and perhaps we'll be able to talk again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
In the meantime, I say God bless and thank you for calling. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Now we're going to the area 101597. Hello, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, I'm speaking to Vanda. My name's Vanda.
Is that Vanda?
Yes.
Hello, Vanda. Good afternoon, shall I say to you, is it?
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. I don't know. You know what? I just don't even know where I am. So are you in the Florida area?
No, I'm in Wales. And it's about
in Wales?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? Because... the only thing, because I know you got the 01597, and my brother Claude is 01597 as well. So that's absolutely. So that's, you know what, you fooled me there for a moment. So that tells you that I know really, you know, easy to fool. Anyway, Vanda, thank you for calling tonight. And before I start here, thank you, darling. Before I start here, I'd just like to say very quick to you what I feel that is coming to you at the moment, because I feel a lady also coming here very close. But I'm interested to the gentleman that standing to my left. Now, this gentleman is giving me a beautiful bouquet of flowers to give it to you. Now, if the bouquet of flowers been given to me, it's either for a celebration, that just I feel that we are sitting on this celebration right now. So I don't know if this has anything to do with your birthday or anniversary or crossing, but I feel like I'm sitting with this right now. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, right. I also feel that gentleman, my gentleman here, he has given me the initial J. Can you tell the J, please?
Yes, I can, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Because he sent to me, now he's giving the number 59. Now the 59, I don't know if that would be his age, or is anything to do with the house number?
No, it's probably the year I was born, maybe.
You were born in 1959, that's fine, because that's why he's giving me the 59. So it would be just say, you see, sometimes when they give me numbers like 59, 71, you know, I go for the first and I go for the 1959. So you give me the 1951, which, but he said, yes, that's what he's looking for. Now, So this gentleman, will you allow me to feel it? As I'm talking to you, I feel a lot of problems around my stomach. But I want to go for the father figure here. Do you understand this as well?
Well, I got my dad is in spirit, yes, yes.
Yes, your dad is spirit, yes, because he's coming here very strong as well. Not the gentleman who's giving me the flowers, but this male, yeah, your daddy, what he's giving me here is the condition at the moment, the condition I feel is around my stomach. My stomach just changed the shape, shall I say, because I feel like one side of my stomach is more... It's lifting more than the other side. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yes. It's the kind of way he's saying to me, that's okay, tell her that I'm okay with this because he lets me feel that that was yesterday. Today he's smiling because he is in a happy world, in his own world, okay? Now, I've been given the number seven. Now, the number seven can mean anything to me, like the month of July as well. Can you take the month of July with the connection with your dad?
I'm not sure about that. July.
Right. I'm not sure.
Hello?
Right. There's no... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's okay. Now, there is no seven children, is it? There's no seven children in the family, isn't it?
There is actually, yes, yes, I can take
Go. Right, that's my fault for not listening. It's a family. That's my fault for not listening to him because what he's saying to me is, you have not listened to me. You know what? Sometimes that's been my problem. That's been my problem because sometimes I listen to the spirit world, of course, but sometimes because I know there's somebody else is talking to me out. At the same time, another spirit is trying to come through. But because this spirit is trying to come through, I listen to about five or six at the same time, okay? Now, I want to bring somebody very, very close to your heart in here. Now, this male, allow me to feel, but you know what? I want to put a ring on your finger. So I don't know if this is this person, I don't know if you were engaged to this person, or I don't know if it's a...
No, I haven't lost.
That's why I got quiet. That's why I got quiet because he said to me, "No, that's not what he means." But he's giving me the ring and the finger. Have you lost a partner?
No. My son who did give me a ring, which I'm wearing now.
Right. That's okay. So you got his ring, yes?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's okay because it is somebody very close to your heart, okay? It's somebody very, very close to your heart, that the person that he's given me the ring to put in your finger at the moment. So you said to me that he's give you the ring, and that is fine for me. I can take that because he said, you got it, okay?
Yeah.
So that's fine. He's like to say thank you for wearing the ring. Now, I don't think you're wearing this ring all the time. You just wear this ring for tonight?
No, I do wear it most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time? Okay, because it might be times where you don't wear the ring, but it's a kind of the way he's just acknowledging this. Okay? Now, I've been showing here a little cottage. I've been showing a lovely, fantastic little cottage. So I don't know if this cottage is belong to your mom and dad
It's
your cottage.
Now,
can I just ask you? I'm only asking you because I want to make a statement. But the cottage, your dad used to go to that cottage. Knew the cottage?
Because
I feel very much. It made me feel like that he was. It was like he was at home when he used to come into that hall. That's why I talked to him. Mom and dad, okay? Now, talking about moms as well, because I feel a lady who's coming very close to me, but I want to go with the mother link in here. Do you understand this, please? Now, your mother still...
It's probably my grandmother rather than my...
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say, because I feel mother link, but I don't want to go with your mother. I want to go with somebody very close to you from your mother's side, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the lady I'm looking here at the moment, I hope this isn't my lovely lady, because the lady, she's smiling. She got a lovely sense of humor. She has a lovely sense. But this lady, I will say she's about 5556 given taken.
Yeah.
Nice and cuddly lady. Lovely lady.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
I won't say nothing else because I got to be careful because she's pointing the finger saying, be careful what you're saying. Okay, so it is lovely to know that your loved ones are still very much close to us, okay?
Yeah.
Your grandmother said to me that why do you want to sell the cottage?
Well, because I divorced. I didn't want to sell the cottage, but I had to because I divorced. So, you know, it was too much for me to keep up on my own.
Because your dad is quite, the way he's saying, you know what? If he had a chance, he would have bought that for you.
Yeah, bless, yes, he would have done.
They would.
When he died, I was still in the cottage,
He was in the cottage, yes. Now, who committed suicide, please?
I don't know. Well, I don't really know. We don't know. This is probably... Would this be my son? Because my son drowned. That's why when you got messages about drowning before...
Yeah.
I was...
Uh-huh.
But we don't know how he got in the river.
Right. Can you tell me what the 29 is for, please?
Pardon?
The number 29, what is it for?
29, I don't know.
Right, number 29 or the number 11?
Number 11.
Either the number 11 or the number 29, but it's connected with the person who drowned.
Oh, really?
Yes. As your son has the initial J.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, it's not John, is it?
No.
No, I didn't think it was John because he said, don't you dare. Because I was going to say John Smith. I said, no, not John, John Smith. Now, can you tell me, what is it with the number 29 or the number 11? It's connected.
I don't know with those. I'd have to think on those. I'm not sure.
Your son crossed on a Wednesday. Did you get the news on a Wednesday? He sent to me.
Possibly.
He sent to me, yes. Because I feel very much, I don't know what he sent to me as his body was hauled on. Was this investigated?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel very much that it was kind of what they said. They were waiting because there was an investigation going through it. This is all finished now, is that right? This is all finished, it's all closed. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, but the only thing is, the questions are still there, aren't they?
Yeah.
This question is still there, but you know what? One thing I got to say to you guys is, whatever the reason, however happened, whatever happened, all what he asking you today is to continue, to move on in life, because I feel whatever happened, that is not going to bring him back again, okay?
He wants to say hello to your mom
because I feel very much, he was very close to your mother. You understand this?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, I've been sent it to around your mother because I feel that at this moment, at this time, I feel that also healing is need to be sent to your mother. Do you understand, darling?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when I'm talking about mama here, I don't know, but I feel the need for chocolate. I feel like I'm not saying that she eats chocolates, but I feel like I need some sugar or something. So I don't know, your mother is with a diabetic condition?
She's slightly Slightly, yeah, she is.
Yeah. Because as I'm talking to you, I just feel like, you know, I don't eat chocolates. I don't really much into chocolate, but not like my friend Mike. You give a box of chocolate, he will eat too. Or, you know, or Nick Hanford as well. They both look. But I feel very much the what they saying to you is, please be careful, because they're not saying that it's going to get worse, but just make sure they stay in control, okay?
Yeah.
Keep in control, okay?
Yeah.
Darling, I must say to you, thank you very much for calling tonight. And please don't forget, you can retrieve this call, this message you can retrieve if you go to www.mikespiritfm, okay?
Yeah.
In the meantime, also you can become a friend of mine on Facebook, and if you go into www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, okay?
Okay.
With this, I will say thank you very much for my pleasure. Thank you. God bless.
Okay,
bye bye. Bye bye now. Bye. Now we go into the area 718-718. Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hello there. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Tanya. How are you, Oscar?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Well, yes?
Yes.
Right. To start with, the name, Tanya. To start with the name, I like it very much because I feel very much the... I like the name because I feel that you're one of those persons that like... They love your life. They love to be alive. You appreciate life every single minute. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, because I do feel that life has given you a lot, but also life has taken a lot from you. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I feel very much I want to bring this lady who's coming to me here at the moment, and she likes to send you lots of love, but I'd like to link this lady she comes to me with a mother love. So I do feel as your mother and the spirit. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
No. My mom is still here.
Your mom is still here. I don't want to kill her before that time. Please forgive me. But
you better not.
But I do feel... Sorry about... I will say sorry to your mom, okay? But this lady, they comes to you so close. She made me feel like it's Mother Link. Who is this lady so close to your heart that made me feel like she is your mother?
Well, she's my aunt. Probably feels that way because when my
From your mother's side?
Yes. When my mother moved from the South, she took her in.
Okay, fine. That is fantastic to me because, as I said to you, the link she's giving me, the way the energy she's coming is like a mother link, okay? She's laughing as well because she said, no, my sister's not coming anywhere here yet, okay? Not yet. She said, not yet. We all got to go sometime, but this is not the time for her because I do feel very much, I don't know, at the moment, I don't know if your mom is going to a hospital. I don't know if she's going to medical problems at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing to worry about it, because I feel very much. I said to you, nothing that you have to worry about it. However, we all need a little bit of TLC.
Right.
I don't know if you understand TLC, tender loving care. Yes. And the USA, I don't know if you used that expression, but we do it here. But it's a kind of what they said, your mother just needs a little bit of TLC, okay? Not just for them, not just for your mom, but I also want to just to take the little bit of time for you, just to say to you also, you need a little bit of time for yourself because I can see that you are a very busy lady. You're doing so much. You are busy. You're doing so much for people. You're doing so much for people. You're doing a lot for people to help, not just the people, but also your loved ones as well, not just friends, but also to your loved ones. I want to give you the number 5, Dali. I want to give you the number 5. I know that we are in May, but where's the month of May for you?
I don't know. Mother's Day? I've been thinking about my mother, so maybe that's it.
Because if it's a Mother's Day, if it's your mother, of course, if it's Mother's Day in now in May, what I like to say is because I want to hold on to something that I want to pass on to your mother, but it's the most beautiful bouquet of no flowers, but I want to give it lilies, a bouquet of lilies. Do you understand this, please? Yes?
Those are my favorite.
That's your favorites. Fantastic. Yes. Fantastic, because I feel very much that I want to pass this on to you, okay?
Okay.
I've been showing here very, very, very young energy, but I felt this child never touched Earth. I feel this child went back to the spirit world, perhaps just before the 3 months. But I don't know if this is your child or is your mother's child.
I don't know.
Have you lost a child?
No.
Who lost a child in the family?
My family is very secretive, so I wouldn't know one way or the other.
You wouldn't know. Okay. No. Okay, that's okay, because I feel very much there's a male coming here very strongly with the father figure, also father figure connection is here. They allow me to feel like he allowed me to feel that he wants to share this child with the family.
Oh wow!
Now, who is Mike, please?
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Michael is my cousin.
Okay. All right.
My cousin on my father's side.
On your father's side. Okay,
because
that's the one I want to acknowledge here, Michael, Mike. Okay, now.
Okay.
Now I also want to give it before I let you go because I feel the month of November is very significant. Can you understand the month of November? Significant month of November.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Not to your knowledge. That's okay, because if I want to give you this, it's a reason why I'm giving it. Perhaps it's not going to make any sense at the moment, but I'd like you to keep into your diary the month of November, because I feel November is a time, is something to celebrate, something big. Not big as a winning the lottery. Yes, we win the lottery just by being alive, but I feel that it's something you will have something to celebrate, okay? So please hold on to the month of November, because I feel it's important, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. With this, I will say thank you very much for calling today, but please remember, if you would like to retrieve this call, you can always just go to www.mikespiritfm. Darling.
Did you see anything about relationship?
Send me a PM, and I'll talk to you, okay?
Okay.
I like your sensitive.
You have a good night.
I love you, Sensei Shuma. I love you, darling. God bless. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are in the world, I'd like to say thank you very much, and God bless for allowing me to enter to your homes, to open your homes to the spirit world, and allow me to enter here. Now, one thing I'd like to say to you, please. If you have somebody in your life that you like to say hello or I love you, please say to that person today, and don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to no one. Till we meet again next Wednesday, same time, same place. May your circle be with you always. God bless. Good night.
And now the end is here, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. Say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself? It was mine.